Problems of Parnassa has always been, is and always will be till Mashiach comes. Different levels and different aspects can crop up. They say nowadays the situation is different to other times because it used to be a certain mahalach in the economic world, and nowadays nobody really knows exactly what's next. Could be that some ha'ola and something to think about mitzad the kavona, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants behind all this. Why is it that the world is shaky? Why is it that the person has to feel a bit more secure somehow? Of course, our security comes from the Bnei Shalom, the rock of our salvation. There's a Meshech Chokhmah in Bechukesai that says that if a person is misbeiner, is a maven in the mahalach of the Bria, the fact that everybody has got what to eat is a bigger raya of the Kvod Hashem, to see the Kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than the nisim which happened. There is a mahalach in the Bria which we don't even understand how it works because it's the be'emes l'mayla min ha'teva. And Klal Yisrael have always had this connection to the Bnei Shalom that we know that we're not able ourselves to run the world. And when there is shaky matzovim in the mahalach of the Bria which is different to normal, obviously the kavana is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to realize that he is the one who total control, and the keichi v'etzim yadi, that is minimized. That means to say that if people see that in economic world, in the business world, things are shaky, nobody knows what's next. People say that, well, if the euro crashes, then there might be a worse set up in the world than the 1920-1990 depression, Chas v'Shalom. Nobody knows what can happen. Before Moshiach comes, Klal Yisrael have got to be able to get to their kesher, to the Bnei Shel Olam, in a stronger way. And this is one of the ways that Shmuel does it, that sof kol sof, we think we're doing something, the Maisa is nothing of the sort, it's all Yad Hashem. And actually, there's a famous Targum, when the Pasuk says, V'amarta b'vavi, you're going to say, Keichi v'itzim yodi, asiyas hachayil hazeh. This is the Targum. What is hachayil hazeh? Who yohiv li atzim? He is giving me advice, the mikne nichsim, to buy this property. Reb Chaskel used to say this over many times, that a person has a siyat tishmaya to know to do the right thing. It's not pshat that his chokhmah is done. It's not pshat that his astuteness has managed to do it. If a person thinks it is him, and Chas v'Shalom is just gone, let's see, manage yourself, and you see, if you don't get to the Havana, to that color, it's totally the Bnei Shel Olam, and every action I do, every deal I do is actually Yad Hashem guiding me, then a person says, well, that's me, Chas v'Shalom, and Shmuel says, okay. You don't know what can come out of that. So when there is in the world this aspect of insecurity, it's only for our good, for us to get a closer understanding of the Bnei Shel Olam. And Taka, when one sees that the whole world is Taka surviving, it's Taka Yad Hashem, it's Taka the Kveit Shemayim, in that more than everything else. Chazal tell us that the Gemara Gittin says, in different matzavim, in Raya Adam, as Mazenesa Mitzumtzomim, if a person sees that in certain circumstances that his income is getting less, then what should you do? Yaseh mehem tztoka, faket. You shouldn't try and keep it for yourself. Oh, I don't know what it's going to be, but faket. Yarba mehem tztoka. And the Marsha explains over there, and he says, because if he gives it tztoka faket, that's going to bring him to financial gain. Because Akshbochu is giving you an isoy, yeah? You've got less income. Now, what am I going to do? Oh, everybody else needs it. The tztoka, this and that. Everyone else. It's by giving away faket that will bring you more. We know the Mishnah Berurah brings the Gabbai Birchas HaMazon. Somebody who says Birchas HaMazon, Berkavona, then Panasaisam, Mitzuyin Le Bekovet. The Chinuch brings it in Tof Lamed from his rebels. We're talking about a Kabbalah from the Zman HaRishonim, and they are the Kabbalah obviously from further back. We know that Birchas Stam, any Brachas, are a source of Bracha for Bnei Shel Olam. The other day there was spoken about Indian here of Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. There's a Das Kenim in Parshas Eker which says, this idea of Mea Brachas has got many remozim in over the Torah and Tefillah. He starts off saying, Moedim Anachnu Lach. Why do you say Moedim? Moedim says Gematria 100. Moedim Anachnu Lach. We are makir, we understand that you are the Mekoyer HaBrachas. You are the one who's doing everything. Moedim Anachnu Lach, through the 100 Brachas. As he stated in Avadram also. Then he says, Hine ki chein yevoirach gove yirei Hashem. Hine ki chein, ki and chein together is a gematria 100. Hine ki chein 100 yevoirach gove, a person yevoirach gove, a person should make a bracha. The Rupasik says, Hine ki chein yevoirach, and we read it, Hine ki chein yevoirach gove yirei Hashem. A person who's yirei Hashem will make 100 brachas every day. Like the Torah has told us, that is a Geber Yirei Hashem. So it's interesting here, Chazal are explaining the words, Hine ki chein yevoreich, and it says yevoreich. The Pshat is, if you are mevoreich, if you say the 100 brachas, then you will be yevoreich. Because the Hakara in the Baruch, when you understand the Baruch, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you that Shefa Bracha. If a person thinks it's only himself who's doing it, so Hashem says, okay, manage yourself, I can't get any Shefa. Then your only Shefa is going to be according to the Teva, according to the financial world, according to everything that's happening, that's going to be. But if we understand that everything we got is actually only the Bnei Shalom, then we're opening ourselves to have a Shefa of Lamaila Min HaTeva. And that's a big difference. If a person goes with the Teva, the Mikra, and thinks he's doing it, so then his Hashpa will be what? Hashpa says, okay, manage yourself, go on, let's see. Then business collapse, and then this, and then that. There's all sorts of things which can happen. If you need to have a Shefa, Lamaila Min HaTeva, we're going to get it. When we are Maki Taka, that everything, the Yevorei Gover, then the person will be a Yevoi Roch. He will get the Shefa Brach of HaMakadosh Baruch Hu. Another point which we find in Chazal in the Rishonim, the Mishnah actually brings it in Siman Aleph, that in the Siddur is brought to Parshas Hamon. Some kids see the Siddur, not quite sure why. Is a Parshas Hamon in the Siddur, but everybody knows we're talking about Parshas Hamon. Parshas Hamon is a segula, as the Mishnah brings. If somebody says a Parshas Hamon every day, there's a segula you won't be missing panosa. Lo yismat lo mezenosav. Gav Birchas Hamazon he says shemezenosav mitzvim b'kovei. Here the Mishnah says that you move to lo yismat lo panosav. You won't be missing anything. If you say the Parshas Hamon every day, then he is promised that you'll not be missing Mezeinus. He'll always have what he needs. Now that is quoted from the Rishonim. One of the Rishonim which says is the Tashbatz Katan. The Tashbatz Katan was a Talmud of Rami Rothenburg. Everybody knows that Rami Rothenburg was put into prison at the end of his life in Ensisheim. It was in the Alsace area of France. Where I lived actually was quite near to that. And there, the Tashbatz, the Talmud, went every day to learn with his Rebbe, and he took Kabbalahs. All the Hanhogas, which the Tashbatz heard from the Mamre Rothenburg, were written down in the Sefer Tashbatz Kotten. It's actually a very small Sefer. It's been redone in lots of Maduras now with Hagoyas and then Hesophis, Vechula, Vechula, comparing other Rishonim. And there, he quotes, Isabi Yerushalmi. It says in the Yerushalmi, it says in the Yerushalmi that if somebody says the Parshas Hamon every day, it's Muvtach Shelo Yechzer Panaseis. You'll not be missing anything. The problem is only that nobody's found it yet in the Yerushalmi. It's not in the Yerushalmi. Nobody can find it. It's been searched and it can't be found. But the Maaseh doesn't make a difference because Be'etzem, if a Rishon says it, it's okay. And the most intriguing point to that is at the end, he says, finishes off, Ve'ani Oreif. And I guarantee it. I mean, that point the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring. The it's written in the Tashbat. We don't know whether I think it's on the Rami Rothenburg. But either way, the Tashbat himself was also a Rishon. So we're not lost. Either way, you've got a guarantee. It's a Pelet HaGezach. A guarantee from one of the Rishonim that everyone says every day, you will never have shorts, we'll always manage to get through what we need. Actually, some time ago, I met a younger man in town. I said, "What's Herzog, how are you doing?" He says, "It doesn't go so well, it had a big problem, he thought he was going to have a Talmud, and he didn't, and he's lost, that income is missing." He's in town and he had arranged a Talmud to learn with. That's going to give him his income for the weeks, you know, how he has to survive. And the last minute, it was cancelled and the boy was given to somebody else to learn, v'chula, v'chula. And he was going on weeks and weeks that he's not managing. So I asked him, perhaps he starts saying the Parshas Hamon. He said, okay. A few weeks later, I met him, I said, "Nu, was Herzog?" He said, "Amam Shanes." The father of that boy called me up, and he apologized that he should have told me before, against him. I said, "You know what? I'm paying you retroactively. My friend, all the time you should have been learning with him, and he didn't." absolutely, you know, a state muftach loy. His promise is the yechzel upon the seisav. He's not going to miss, and the guarantee from the rishonim that is there is our meidik hazach. Now, if we take it a little bit further, think a little bit more, but in the parasha Salmon, what are we being told? How the Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, and they didn't have what to eat, b'chlal, and everything was totally l'mailim and atteva. Everything was totally out of the ordinary. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to take them on, put it in a tzinsenes, put it in a bottle, and it should be l'man yedidu yaseichem. Everybody should know, because when B'nai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim into the Midbar, they had what to eat. And in the same way, what's the limit in that? In the same way as in the Midbar, you had what to eat, l'mayla min ha'teva, you'll have every generation of Aita. That is the limit. Tzinsenes achas, k'day that everybody should see that it's taka happened once, can happen again. And when there's a tefillah in the Siddur, before and after, we daven a short tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should provide Klal Yisrael and everybody who needs with their panosa, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them on in the Midbar. What are we able to compare ourselves to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar? The Talmud is that wherever we are, the whole idea of Mezoinos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael is always l'mayla min ha'teva. And it's a mefurash gemara. The gemara says in Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Omar Belos ben Azaria, Koshin Mezoinos shel Adam kikiris yamsuf. Everybody knows Koshin is a vugel shel Adam kikiris yamsuf. It comes to Shaduchim, it comes to this, everybody can tell you, everybody is masking this difficulty before, after, B'Shalas Maisa, always comes to. Everybody understands the Poshta Zach. Nobody's going to argue with that. Zivugim, everybody has straight board. This problem, that problem, you've always got something. And the Gemara is telling us, Be'emes, Koshim is an Eisa Shalomki Kiris Yamsuf. That means to say, says Rashi, that when a person has Panos, it's Taka an Ace. And as much as Kiris Yamsuf is an Ace, everybody's Panos, Klal Yisrael, and Doi Doi is an Ace. And the Hakara we need to have is Taka that it's an Ace. And the status which we do is a status because we have to do it. But it's not the status which created it, it's the nes. And Rashi says, clearly it's a nes, that creates Yamsuf. Says Rashi, Lemainaf Kimine, if it's a nes or not. Lemiboya Racham, you got to daven. If a person doesn't daven, he thinks, oh, I'll do it all myself. The Sprocher says, okay, so you're not connecting to the Bein Shaleda. You're managing yourself, okay. But if you want things to go the best way possible, then connect yourself to the Bein Shaleda. This is a musik of Klal Yisrael living in the Ma'ale Minatav. And that's possible when Klal Yisrael, they went out to the Mitzrayim. Yeah, lechtech achareb ha-midbar beretz le-yisroah. And zechalti lo chesed nirayich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I remember this moridik chesed which you've done. You've given yourself over, totally submitted to the Bein Shaleda. You know that you yourself can't, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one to provide. So Be'emes, it's true, there are certain matzavim that might be more difficult than the others. But Be'etzem, in any case, the whole musig of Parnasa and Klal Yisrael in the world, Be'etzem is l'mayla min ha'teva, the one who understands. And that's what the Meshech Chochma says, the Misha Mevin, the one who understands in what goes on in the world, will see more Kivoyt Shemayim coming out of the fact that everybody has what to eat. Then the nisim which happened, the real nisim which happened. And therefore the Meshech Chochma explains further, and he says, if a person says, Ashrei Chazal say, and you don't have kavon in Pesach, Shidecha, Masbeh, Lechochai, Otzon, you're not yet to Ashrei. You've got to start, say, Pesach, Shidecha, to the end again. Because it's ma'akiv. Says the Meshech Chochma, why is that so ma'akiv? Because that is the fundamental point of Emunah in Klal Yisrael. And if we are not ma'akiv, that we're surviving day to day from the Yad Hashem, then we miss the point. We don't understand the Yad Hashem. We don't apply the Yad Hashem to our everyday lives. And then the Chanam, Staki might be difficult. But when we go with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, there's no problems. I once heard, when a Choshev Rabbanim spoke, that it was a Levaya Grada, a tragic case. He said, a mensch gate with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, nishdoka problem. A mensch gate nish with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, results problem. If you go with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding us. And everybody's in the same boat. and the captain of the boat is the Bnei Shalom himself. Yeah, you hear this expression, we're all in the same boat, we just don't know where the boat's going to. So it doesn't matter. The Shporuch is the captain of the boat, nothing to worry about. If we put ourselves into the Yad Hashem, we're okay, we're safe. And together with these ideas of understanding that Shporuch is the Makoy, saying a Boruch is brings the Brocha, and Birchas Hamazon brings the Brocha, and the Parshas Hamon is the Skula to understand Takis that Shporuch is the one who's Kiseida giving us, and maybe we go for it. We manage. Now, how do we know that we, Takis, are able to be Zeicha to such terrific Hanhoga, the Ma'arim and Ateva? How do we know? And Be'emes, there's a shtick of Rabbi Bruchim Das Toyin and Parshas B'Shalach, and he talks about the matter in the 1930s. Rabbi Bruchim gave a shiur Chumash Rashi every day, be'ikah, not to the real mere Polish Talmidim, but to the German Talmidim, the ones who came in Bachutz, that came into Mir. And he gave them special Chumash shiur to give over the right Hashkofa, who was taken big mitzvahs nefesh, and the few German people sent the children to Mir, sent them to the yeshivas. They had to have their hashkofas put straight. It wasn't so simple. In the big literature places, people understood what learning meant. The Beruchim, he writes, in the 1930s, Beruchim was lived in 35, he's talking about the early 1930s, after the rise of Hitler in Germany, and after, which was still a result of the terrible recession, what was happening in the world. He says, hear what's going on. The reports from Germany, the reports this and about that. He says, what's going to be? How are we going to survive? And he writes there, he speaks about it in quite a myriadic way. It's Taka, it sounds so terrible. This and we know what happened in the end. Bruchim didn't live to see what happened in the end. He was right to be scared. But he says, how are we going to get our chizuk? Then he says, if you think about it, how does Klal Yisrael of the last 2,000 years survive? Whether it's the easier times, the better times, the more difficult times. How did Klal Yisrael survive, Bichlal? He says there's no other way of understanding the Kiyum Uma besides the terrific nation of Bnei Shalela, which is famous at the Yaivetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin writes, that when he's misbunning the Kiyum Uma, when he understands that Klal Yisrael survived, it's a bigger spilus by him than the Nisim Metzius Mitzrayim Kiyas Yamsuf. That fits together what the Meshech Chochmah says, that he's misbunning in the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael, that everybody's got what to eat, it's bigger than the Nisim, all goes together. Because the Anhog of the Bnei Shalom, in a, so to speak, in a hesthetic way, keeping Klal Yisrael going, that Be'etzem is for us to understand that we're living the Ma'alim Ha'tev in any case. He says to Beruchim, it's an afkemina to us whether it's a good times, whether it's difficult times. The mice, in any case, will amaylem and ateva. In any case, our Shmur is looking after us. And he quotes the pasuk, Ki cheilek Hashem amo Yaakov chever nachlosoi. Klal Yisrael belong to the Bnei Shalom. The goyim, chalek Hashem amo elech tzvos Hashemayim, they belong to the tzvos Hashemayim, the tachas atev, the mazoles, the kechovim. But Klal Yisrael will amaylem and ateva. Says to Beruchim, Eile b'rechev ve'eile b'susim. The goyim have the rechev and the susim. They've got their chariots, they've got their power. They've got their soldiers, they've got their tanks, they've got everything. Ve'anachnu, we don't have all that, Kaelin. We don't need that. B'shem Hashem elekeinu nazgir. We come with the Yad Hashem. Hashem elekeinu. That is our koyach l'mayla min ha'teva. We are able to survive because we are in the chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we live the way we should be, we're living in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The goyim live in different places. But our koyach is able to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we live, our address is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's address, then we're living with him. L'mayla min ha'teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is l'mayla min ha'teva. He's not meshubut to anything which goes on in the world. And he's running everything which he can, according to what we're able to be zoicha, l'mayla min ha'teva. And there's a moedika pshat according to this, in the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara says, the time of Achashverosh with Mordechai and Esther, Klal Yisrael had been over the Aveira of Nenem Yisudosh of Achashverosh, and according to Chazal, the Mishtachavim Letzelem. And here the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara, Daf Yud Aleph, why is it that Klal Yisrael was such difficult matzah? He says, "Ba'atzaltayim imacham akore," because of Atzlus which Klal Yisrael had in that generation. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "I can't help you." Nase Hakadosh Baruch Hu moch. Ba'atzaltayim, because of the Atzlus, yimach. Yimach is loshon moch pur. Hamakore is Hakadosh Baruch Hu hamakore b'mayim al yisah. Ba'atzaltayim imach hamakore. Because of the Atzlus which Klal Yisrael had in that time, moch Hakadosh Baruch Hu was moch. Says Rashi, "Kimi she'eino yochel lehoshia." As she said, Hakadosh Baruch Hu came to a certain matzah of that, Kimi Sheini Yachel Eishia. This Rashi is very difficult to understand. What's Rashi saying? Kimi, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was not able to say, what's up, Pshatim? The Pshat is like this. And afterwards I found in Matzio, in Matas Chaim Chelik Aleph, now that I understood what the what is, I understand that's what he meant to say also. So I have a Rafu Shleim with Tariches Yomi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is able to save Klal Yisrael lemayle min ha-teva without any problem. But Klal Yisrael have got to deserve it. If Klal Yisrael, le'oyin ha-matzah, be derech ha-teva, like they were in the time of Haman, that the teva of Dvorim was that they ended up in finishing off Klal Yisrael, kiloye chas v'shalom, to be saved from a matzah of Teva of Kiloya in Chas V'Shalom, you needed to have a Yeshua Lemaile Mederech HaTeva. How does Klal Yisrael have the schus to have a Yeshua Lemaile Mederech HaTeva? When Klal Yisrael themselves are Misnaig Lemaile Mederech HaTeva. Now, what does that mean, Klal Yisrael are Misnaig Lemaile Mederech HaTeva? As the Chazanish says, when a person is Isaac Batoira, a person gives away from his manucha, he gives away from his easy life, and he pushes himself to learn a bit more. He pushes himself in Avodas Hashem. He goes against his nature, he goes against his teva. He is living lemaila min ha-teva. Avodas Hashem, and it's mefurish, because the Shem writes, a person wants to be zeichet Avodas Hashem. His first point is, are you combating your teva? Are you going a different grain than actually your nature is? A person can be lazy, a person can be tired, a person can commonly to root and not to learn, not to daven. But he pushes himself, he gets up in the morning, and he davens with a burn, and he's moist in effort, he gives away from his time, which naturally he would not do, but he gives it away for learning, for Avodas Hashem. That is an anhaga of lemaila min hateva, his teva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create a Yeshua lemaila min hateva. Is the pshat, Avada, in that generation, Klal Yisrael, Avada, they weren't so simply saved the Malim Nateva, because of Biderech Hateva, there was a Chas V'Shalom Gezeira on them. If Klal Yisrael would have been Isaac Batoira like they should have been, then they would have also had a Yeshua the Malim Nateva. Klal Yisrael, Abis Altaim, Bishul Atzlus Le Osku Batoira, there was an Atzlus there. It didn't say they didn't learn, they didn't daven. They did, but it was with an Atzlus. So you're just living your teva life. You're not prepared to go against a little bit what your teva is. And you're going the mile in only according to the teva. So Hashem says, I can't help you. That's Pesach Kimish in Yachalishi. Avad the Baruch Shalom is able to help. Avad the Baruch Shalom can do the mile in teva. No problem at all. But if you are an Hogya, you are living only to feed the teva, Hashem says, I'm sorry, I can only deal with you the way you behave. If you don't do anything for Avodas Hashem against your nature a little bit, so I can't help you. Kimi she'eino yochel lehoshia. That is the mafteach. That anybody, whichever door he is, whichever tkufa and klal yisrael he is, whichever family, whichever town he lives, there's no nafkamina. If he wants to see a Yeshua, lemaile min ha-teva, it'll depend on how much he is moistening himself to be in Avodas Hashem lemaile. So therefore, as you said, we say a tefillah, we should be able to be zeichet to parnasa, zeichet to everything we need. K'moy sheklal Yisrael b'midbar. We ask, we should be zeichet to the same siyat dishmaya, the same nisim which klal Yisrael had in the midbar. The day, it is a nunaf kemina. Whether you're in midbar, whether you're in Eretz Yisrael, whether you're in Chutz La'aretz, it's a nunaf kemina where you are. The anhag of the Baruch Shel Olam, the Ilmaile Min HaTeva, which is the Koyach of Hanosa Be'etzem, it's always Kivod Hashem. That will depend on our, say, according to what we do, our Siyat Dishmaya will come accordingly. Eibush Alafel, the other brachas which we do, and the tefillahs which we do, our Shvorach should bring us against Kali Yisrael, Yeshua's and Panosah, Kakola, Adbias, Mashiach Tzakenim, Heri V'Yameinu.